If all of life is just light energy that has been materialized, that means that everything we experience is a combination of those frequencies of energy that we experience as color. Now, if that's the case, then just as we respond differently to different experiences, we should respond differently to different colors. And there should be some relationship between our response to color and our response to an experience in life. So, for instance, if you show people different colors, they will respond to those colors totally differently, totally individualized. One person may love the red. Another person may just recoil from the red. One person's physiology may get into deep relaxation with one color, and the same color can cause someone else to go into an anxiety attack. I have found that there's a direct relationship between the vibrations that make up the spectrum of energy we call light and the vibrations that make up the spectrum of energy we call life. So when I show people colors and they say, oh, I like this one and I don't like this one, if I allow them to look at the colors that they're uncomfortable with, it will trigger up the same emotional reactivity that specific experiences in their life will trigger up. Except when they look at the light, the mind cannot block it. So it slips beneath conscious awareness and very gently, like a homeopathic remedy, begins to bring forth anything that's been kept in the dark, if you will, in our being, to the surface, so that it can be expelled, and so that we then become receptive again, so that rather than something that we weren't able to embrace, by using light, as we are able to embrace more of the spectrum of light, we simultaneously are able to embrace more of the spectrum of life. What is the significance of that? Let's go back to what I said before. The great way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. When we get to the point that we perceive all of the colors equally, that if you monitor our physiology looks at all of those colors and it doesn't go up or down. It just is in a state of quiescence with all of them. Then what happens is the things that used to trigger our lives trigger them less and less and less and less until we get to a point where there is a response to life rather than a reaction to life.